crossroads of empires, battleground of the ages, city of peace and of war. This is Jerusalem, where archaeology uncovers the empires of yesterday, where prophecy decodes the headlines of today. This is where history and prophecy come alive. This is Watch Jerusalem.
Hello and welcome back to Watch Jerusalem. We're coming to you today from Jerusalem, Israel, as per usual. Thanks very much for listening to our program from 2 weeks ago, Dating the Palace of David, if you did so. You can go back and to listen to that on SoundCloud if you like, or you can go to watchjerusalem.co.il and hit the webcast tab and you'll see it there. It is, in fact, our most popular program that we've ever recorded. I think it's got about 1,200 listens right now. And most of those came from right here in Israel. I've just got one bit of feedback from that I'll share with you. Thank you very much if you did write in expressing your gratitude and any other comments as well regarding that program. But here is one bit of feedback that I thought was interesting. This man writes, "Hi, I just listened to your webcast entitled Dating the Palace of David. I work as a tour guide in the City of David, and I thought that the webcast was very accurate." So that's a bit of positive praise there from somebody that is walking in the remains of the Palace of David for his job. He then gives me two areas I can improve on. He says, "One minor complaint. It was really too long and somewhat repetitive. You kept repeating the point that Elat Mazar did in fact use science to date her finds." And so apparently I need to be less boring and less repetitive and maybe shorten up some of these programs, and I'll take that into account going forward. But I am happy that I was stressing that fact, that the discovery of the Palace of David did in fact use science, and we were focusing on how it used carbon dating. And how carbon dating supported the dating of the palace. Then one other thing he said, "One major complaint, : you mispronounce the name of the newspaper every time. It's Haaretz, three syllables with the accent on the second syllable." I believe I was saying Haaretz instead of Haaretz. And so thank you very much to this man, the City of David tour guide, for those two pieces of advice, counsel, and I will try and improve in those areas in the future. He then finishes it up by saying, "Keep up the good work." It's nice, though, to get a bit of feedback from somebody that is in the know, somebody that is here in Israel, that works in the City of David, around the Palace of David, and that does comment on the program saying how accurate it is. I'm not trying to give any biased opinion here about archaeology in Jerusalem whatsoever. I've had the blessed opportunity to be able to have excavated Jerusalem for about 10 years, particularly in the northern part of the City of David and on the Ophel, and been given numerous tours of the other sites in the City of David as well. And so I believe I have an accurate picture that I give to you. I do not try and give or distort any of the facts on the ground. There's no point distorting the facts or trying to make them more glamorous than they actually are, because what we find in the dirt is what we expect to find in the dirt most of the time. Just because the biblical text has been recorded so accurately detailing the history of ancient Israel and Judah, especially of the kings of Judah. And the kings of Judah, of course, dwelt in Jerusalem, in the City of David, on the Ophel. So that's where the history should be uncovered, and that's where it is uncovered. So thank you very much for that. I do want to talk about an article today that came out, I believe it was a couple of days ago. This was from Thursday, February 1st, and it featured in The Guardian, a British newspaper. And it is regarding this very special place in Jerusalem, a very special place in the world, specifically here in the City of David, or the Arab village, as it's known as Silwan. This is what it's entitled, this report, and I'll leave a link for you to go and read this if you so desire. The article is titled, "Israel Using Tourism to Legitimize Settlements, Says EU Report." So you can see that just from the title there, where they're going to go in this article. And this isn't something necessarily that is new. You always have the EU diplomats that are operating inside Jerusalem. Also, Ramallah, the capital, if we can call it that, of the Palestinian people right now, or at least where the Palestinian Authority is. And they give their yearly recommendations to their home governments, to the EU, writing up certain reports. And this report was leaked to The Guardian, and we will give you some quotes from that today and talk about it and talk how accurate this report is, and talk about it in the context of what Europe wants in Jerusalem, what Europe wants in the city of David, even what its desire is, because you can clearly see here that they have taken a certain side in the arguments in regards to the history of Jerusalem. And they're taking a side into as far as the archaeological excavation goes. And you'll see what I mean as I read through this. This is written by Oliver Holmes in Jerusalem. He writes, Israel is developing archaeological and tourism sites to legitimize illegal settlements in Palestinian neighborhoods of Jerusalem, European Union diplomats in the city have warned. A leaked report acquired by The Guardian cited projects in parts of East Jerusalem, occupied by Israel since 1967, that are being used as, quote, as a political tool to modify the historical narrative and to support, legitimize, and expand settlements. So this is really interesting here, because these aren't settlements that you might hear about in the news. Some settlements off in the West Bank and Judea and Samaria, outside of Jerusalem. It's talking about areas where Jews are living inside the unified city of Jerusalem, just outside the old city wall, less than a mile from the Jewish quarter. And in fact, judging by this logic, saying that the city of David, as they'll get to, is a settlement, or at least the Jews, as they try and live there and conduct these archaeological activities there, is a Jewish illegal settlement, then you'd have to say, according to that logic, that the old city or any Jews inside that are in a settlement. The Jewish quarter of Jerusalem, apparently, according to this logic of the European officials, is a settlement as well. And while we have seen the UN and UNESCO state what they say as facts, that East Jerusalem, including the old city, they consider a settlement. Here we have the European Union jumping on board and declaring the exact same thing. And what they're saying here is that excavations in these areas are being used as political tools to change the narrative, the historical narrative in these areas. Now, if you want to look at the historical narrative in these areas, especially concerning the area of Silwan, or the Arab neighborhood that is also named the City of David, you can look at pictures from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Maybe I'll include a link or two of some topographical or aerial pictures, I should say, of this area from 60 or 70 years ago, from the areas in the lead up to the Six-Day War and to the lead up before 1967, in the very years that this report is talking about, where Israel wasn't there. And you'll see how many people actually lived on this hill. There weren't many. A couple of little shacks were housed on the City of David Hill, or the neighborhood of Silwan. Most of the development of this land has taken place under Israeli rule. Yes, it's predominantly made up of Palestinians. But the historical narrative of this site, if you were just going back 100 years into the time where the Jordanians controlled East Jerusalem, this place wasn't very populated at all. Hardly anybody lived there at all. And yet, once Israel took that land from Jordan, who were illegally occupying it before the Israelis, if Israel is illegally occupying it today, then you would have to say that the Jordanians were doing the same thing back before 1967. Nevertheless, all this development has taken place, structures being built in this site, nearly all of them since 1967, and definitely since the State of Israel was inaugurated back in 1948. But what I want to just focus on briefly here is this quote that talks about how archaeological excavations are being used to modify the historical narrative of the site. I don't know what the European Union leaders are talking about here, because the historical narrative of this site, of Silwan, if you want to call it that, or the City of David, is that it goes back 3,000 years or even before then. The historical narrative is that Jerusalem was chosen by King David as the capital of the Israelite peoples, and he being of the tribe of Judah. He didn't have it as the capital of Judah. The capital of Judah was Hebron. But then once the Israelite tribes came together with Judah, then Jerusalem was chosen as the capital. That is the historical narrative that archaeology is showing is accurate, that the Bible says is accurate, and that other sources outside the Bible, sure, they're going to be a few hundred years after that period, but they also say that that is accurate history. There's no modification of the historical narrative taking place in the City of David. There is a expounding upon the historical narrative that we already know about. There is an uncovering or a rediscovering of that historical narrative. There is an excavation of proof of that historical narrative. Archaeology isn't being used in the City of David to push a false narrative. It's being used to uncover or rediscover the narrative of the Bible, the narrative of the history of the Israelite and Jewish peoples. And what's interesting here is the European Union isn't happy about this, of course, because the Palestinians live there and they feel like the Palestinian history is being put to the side. And the Palestinian history and the other periods that occupied the City of David through the different centuries, that history is being put aside. But indeed, you can go to the different excavations right now that are going on in and around the City of David, and you'll see other periods that are excavated, other periods that are documented, and they are talked about by the tour guides of the City of David. Of course, the City of David tour guides and others are going to focus on the biblical period history. Why is that? Well, that's because that's what the people want to hear. That's why they're there. That's why they're coming to this tourist site. That's why people are traveling in from everywhere over the globe. More tourists this year or the past year went to the City of David than any year previous. Why are they doing that? Because they want to know the history of the Bible. They want to know the history of King David, of King Solomon, of Jeremiah the prophet, of Hezekiah, of Nehemiah. And that history is really only found in one place. It's found in the City of David, because that's where it happened. It just so happens that it was in East Jerusalem, or it was in the territory of East Jerusalem that was occupied by the Jordanians before 1967. As I always say, it would be nice. It would be very nice if the City of David was located in West Jerusalem. And then apparently we wouldn't have all this argument about how archaeology is being used as a political tool so that Israel can claim this land. That would be nice. But it's just simply not the case. You can't move those ancient artifacts into West Jerusalem. Those ancient artifacts are in East Jerusalem. When at a time when Jerusalem was not divided east or west, 3,000 years ago, when Jerusalem only was the City of David, this tiny little, really small 10, 14, 15 acre plot of land with a wall around it, expanding northward and westward and eastward from there. That was ancient Jerusalem. And so if you want to uncover the history of the Bible, if you want to uncover the history that exists in this land regarding Jerusalem, you have to dig there. You have to dig there. And it just so happens that this area was heavily populated by the Palestinians, mainly after the Six-Day War. Many of those structures being built illegally. Nevertheless, if you want to find that history, you've got to go to the City of David. And apparently this is what the EU does not like. The EU does not like archaeological excavations taking place in the most ancient part of Jerusalem. If you're an archaeologist and you don't even believe in the accuracy of the Bible, let's just say you are an archaeologist that looks at the Aztecs. Well, you're going to go to where you know there are those remains, and you're going to look at the capital cities of the Aztecs to try and find those remains. You're not going to look elsewhere. Now, if you want to find the history, the remains of the Jewish kingdom, You've got one place that you need to look as far as its capital goes. It's the city of David. That's where you would go for that history. And that's why the city of David is being dug up. And it's being dug up fast. Now, more from this article, it says this. The report identified the settler-run excavation sites in the heart of majority Arab districts, a proposed cable car project with stops on confiscated land, and the designation of built-up urban areas as national parks. Then it writes this. East Jerusalem, quoting the report, East Jerusalem is the only place where Israeli national parks are declared on populated neighborhoods. And why is this the case? Why is this the case? We have, again, the city of David, heavily populated. Excavations take place basically wherever there's a free patch of land on the city of David, since it's so populated. And then it's deemed a national park. And if you go there, you have to walk around dwellings, around houses where people still live in this national park. EU saying you can't do that. Just so happened that this modern city is built on top of an ancient city. And so I don't know what else you would do here in this case. Of course you have to declare it a national park. And then it says this, again from The Guardian. The document, a report written annually by the EU heads of missions in Jerusalem, presented a bleak picture, saying the overall situation in the city and the prospects for peace had worsened. Marginalization of the Palestinians, who comprise about 37% of the city's residents, continued unabated, with more than 130 building demolitions and the displacement of 228 people. 228 people were displaced, Palestinians, 130 buildings demolished, some of those, as it doesn't say, were the result of terrorist activities, as it is the policy of the Israeli government to demolish houses of those belonging to or relatives of, close relatives of, terrorists, which would seem to be a decent policy, I believe. Then it says this. Archaeology and tourism developed by government institutions as well as private settler organizations established what it said to be was a, quote, narrative based on historic continuity of the Jewish presence in the area at the expense of other religions and cultures. Chief among them, the report warned, was the City of David, a government-funded archaeological park in the Palestinian neighborhood of Silwan, that provides tours in the ruins of ancient Jerusalem. And so they're saying that other histories of Jerusalem are being left out in favor of the narrative of the Jews. And again, I would say, what is the point? What is the reason for that? The main reason for that is that the Jewish activity in the city of David is the predominant activity in the city of David throughout history. It really is. It really is. Much of the city of David, actually, if you're going to go, say, into the Herodian period and after that, or after the 70 AD destruction, the city of David was left. The city of David was not built up that much at all. There are some structures there as you get close to the Temple Mount wall, for sure. But if you go down further south, you won't find as many structures there from the other periods. You won't even find many Muslim period structures. You're going to have to look onto the western hill of Jerusalem to find a lot of those. That's where construction mainly took place, from the Temple Mount further west through the past 2,000 years, not that much in the City of David. And so if you're going to excavate the City of David, if you're going to give a tour of the City of David, you have the main ruins that you're going to have and find there do relate to the biblical period, to the period from King David all the way through to the time of Jeremiah and shortly thereafter. That's what's in the ground. Most of the remains are going to be from that period. But again, archaeology, it is a destructive science. As you do find the newer and more recent structures on the surface, to then what you have to do to find the more ancient structures, what's underneath, is you have to sometimes destroy part of the above structure. And that's important if you are going to find the entire structure from a different period. You need to sometimes take down walls from other periods. And that doesn't just happen in regarding to sites with Jewish history. Sometimes you even remove those walls to find what's underneath those. Now, it's interesting. If you go to the City of David right now and you go underneath the tourist center where the Palace of David is, you're going to find a lot of different walls. you're going to find a lot of different walls. They're not all from the walls from David's palace. They're not all from that period. You'll even find some walls right in front of you from the Byzantine period that were built down on bedrock. And the archaeologist that was excavating this decided to leave them there. They weren't removed. It's not like all that remains is the structure from David's time. We dug around them, recognized that it doesn't look like there is a more ancient remains underneath these walls, and so those walls remained. It's not a point of destroying everything that's not Jewish or destroying everything that's not biblical. It's trying to discover all the different periods, appropriately documenting, photographing them, and then choosing to show different parts of that history, Jewish or otherwise. But again, it just so happens that most of the history there are structures from the biblical period. Then it goes on to write this. It says here that approximately 450... Oh, just wait, one more before that. It says this, the site is operated by a settler organization promoting an exclusively Jewish narrative while detaching the place from its Palestinian surroundings. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with doing that? If I'm going to the city of David, I want a tour about its biblical heritage. That's why I'm there. That's the whole point. All these tourists come in. It doesn't matter whether I'm a Muslim, a Christian, or a Jew. That history would be important to me, I would think. And that's the history that I would like the tour to focus on. And that's the reason being is that's where it all began. That's where it all began for King David. That's where it all began for Israel, for the state, ancient state of Israel 3,000 years ago. But apparently you can't do that if you're the EU. They are extremely concerned about this historical narrative being pushed in this predominantly Palestinian town or village, because that historical narrative is Jewish. Well, put a spade, EU, in the ground in the city of David and see what you find. See what you find there. And you can go to and you can support these excavations, dig down, come dig, volunteer. I'm sure these many of the digs will be happy to have you. And what will you find? You will find some Arab remains. You'll find remains from the Byzantine period. You'll find some remains from the Herodian period. And even as what's coming up right now, you'll in the Gavati parking lot excavation, you will find remains from the Hellenistic period as well, from the Seleucid and Ptolemaic periods. But underneath those, you're going to find a mass of information, a wealth of artifacts relating to Jewish heritage. You are going to find the structures that existed when the Bible was written. That's what you will find mostly. And you will find some evidence of structures even before the biblical time as well. You can go there around the Gihon Spring and you'll see those structures. It's not that the Jews necessarily want to downplay the other heritage of the site. The whole point is the main heritage of the site of the city of David anciently belongs to that period of the Bible. Dig in there and you'll find that history. Well, I'm not going to go through any more of this article. Again, you can read this if you like. It's entitled Israel Using Tourism to Legitimize Settlements, Says EU Report. It's just another article which shows the anti-Israel bias that the EU has and the anti-Jewish heritage that the EU has and how they are taking aim, like the UN, like UNESCO, at Israel's archaeological activities. The poor people are uncovering their own history from 3,000 years ago, right where the Bible says it should be uncovered. And yet the world is getting up in arms over it. It seems kind of hypocritical to me that some of the bodies in Europe that pride themselves on being sophisticated, intellectually honest, and all for archaeological historic research would get so upset at what's happening in the city of David. Instead, they should praise the scientific work being done in that place. And if you are in doubt about some of that work, we are currently undergoing a redesign of the Watch Jerusalem website that's hopefully going to be released in the next couple of months that is going to feature heavily those discoveries that have taken place in the city of David, the old city of Jerusalem. So you can see for yourself just how much is there from those biblical periods. I'm going to end today with the audio from a recent video. This was uploaded just this week on keytodavidcity.com. That's the blog of the Ophel excavations that are headed up by Hebrew University's Dr. Eilat Mazar. Excavation has been going on for about 3 weeks now, and there's a short update that she has posted. Obviously, it's a video. I'll leave the link for that as well, that you can go and watch that. But then you can just listen to the audio here and hopefully whet your appetite for more videos that will run alongside or concurrently with the excavation so we can share this experience with you. Thanks again for listening to today's program. I'm going to sign off now and leave you with the video from Dr. Eilat Mazar.
We like to welcome you again on our dig. We waited for quite a long time. 4 years is too long for us. Now we are back. We have several goals which we like to accomplish. We have all energy to start in here in area, this area, Area D of Amir's area. We have our goal to accomplish what we have started back in 2013. And this is the house of the medallion. You remember that we found the treasure of the medallion? Of the beginning of the 7th century with the Jewish symbols. We like to understand what kind of structure was it that these people were hiding this treasure in. So that's what we do. We have a very beautifully house that we like to learn about its nature. We are back in the cave again. After we did some tests back in 2013, we realized that this cave in this area, just to the south of the Temple Mount, was used in the Second Temple period, most likely for hidden, the last days of the Second Temple period. So what we have the chance to do now, as we wanted, is really to study and work very carefully all over the cave to see what it was used for. We know it's Second Temple, we like to understand how it was used, what are the vessels that were here, we have some walls, what they were used for, and to get to study the cave. It seems like the cave went back as maybe First Temple period. It would be fantastic to understand what it was used back then, and even before. So the story of the cave is going to be our major one of our major goals here, and we are very, very enthusiastic about learning. This is an opportunity that doesn't occur every day to investigate a complete untouched cave at that important area of Jerusalem, just to the south of the Temple Mount in the area of the Ophel. It's not going to be dull and not interesting. So we are very excited about that, and you'll join us surely as we go along, and we'll meet in the next features of keytodavidcity.com as we used to. See you then.